Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Rossi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz bunts for a double play. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Borkowski moves to second. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush juggles the ball. That's an error on Rush. Borkowski moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Borkowski scores. Marshall scores. Abrams goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Hatton scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Reds. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. Rossi drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Serena out. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fondi moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall strikes out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Borkowski moves to second. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rush, and towards Serena, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-0 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-1 in the game. Abrams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Abrams reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 0-for-1 in the game. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Abram settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall strikes out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Borkowski hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Borkowski. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Chee-Tee moves to third. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chee-Tee scores. Smalley scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baumholtz for the out. Jeffcoat moves to second. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall throws the ball into McMillan, who tags Jackson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jeffcoat scores. It's 4-3, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Abrams hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Adcock moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Frank Smith now pitching. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-2 in the game. Serena hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chee-Ti hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 0-for-2 in the game. Rossi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik pinch hits for Frank Smith. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik strikes out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Borkowski hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jeffcoat hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Abrams hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Serena hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive towards first. Adcock catches it and steps on first to double up Sauer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Hacker now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 0 for 3 in the game. Rossi hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Reds. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Hiller now pitching. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a fly ball into left field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chee-Tee moves to third. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and tags Chee-Tee for the out. Hermansky moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.